USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden spoke to the nation Monday night, urging us to resist becoming numb to the sorrow that the novel coronavirus had inflicted. The nation marked a milestone of more than 500,000 Americans dead from the pandemic in a solemn ceremony at the White House. It was revealed Monday that the Pratt & Whitney jet engine that burst into flames and forced a United Airlines pilot to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff from Denver had similar blowouts on at least two other flights. This isn't the first time it happened, aviation expert Greg Feith said in an interview, referring to the PW4000 engine's malfunction. Woke Coca-Cola is apparently forcing its employees to complete online training that tells them, try to be less white. A whistleblower inside the company shared screenshots of the presentation, which is based on the toxic book, White Fragility, by Robin DiAngelo. In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel they are inherently superior because they are white. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
For the third time in a week, rockets targeted the U.S. presence in Iraq, with the latest striking the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Texas USA Radio News Bureau's John Clemens reports.
Ned Price of the State Department said the response will be on the U.S. timetable, using all the tools at a time and place in the future, working with the U.S.-led coalition.
What we will not do is lash out and risk an escalation that plays into the hands of Iran and contributes to their attempts to further destabilize Iraq.
The Shiite military group called the Guardians of Blood Brigade claimed responsibility for one of the rocket attacks last week near the Erbil airport that claimed the life of a civilian contractor.
The 8 deaths last year bring to 99 the number of American troops who have died while taking part in the U.S.-led coalition battling ISIS since it began over 6 years ago. 21 were killed in combat and more than 235 have been wounded in action. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is the $1,400 COVID-19 stimulus money for most Americans worth the debt put on the shoulders of our children? Financial experts predict it will take roughly 50 years to pay back. With another perspective on the $1.9 trillion proposal, Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-aligned vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education, they've only spent $4 of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
A vote on the measure is expected this week. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday in the United States. Emma Coronel Espuro, a 31-year-old former beauty queen, was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.